Hello children, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Ranjini Samarasekara, teacher of English from Kirama Dhammananda Mahavidyalaya. Today, I am going to do this English lesson for grade 10 students. In this lesson, you will be able to learn how to answer the reading text. Let's do more activities on reading today. Now, look at the lesson number 46. There, you will see an advertisement. Now, read the instructions. Read the following advertisement and fill in the grid. Read the following advertisement and fill in the grid. I hope you can understand the instructions. You have to read the advertisement and fill in this grid with the information in the advertisement. Right. Now let's read the advertisement first. Vacancy. We are looking for smart, talented girl or boy to work with us as our sales promotion officer. If you are a BCom graduate between 20 to 35 age with fluency in English, you are the right choice. Computer literacy, ability to drive can be an added qualification. If you are ready to work with us, write to us. The manager, Anita Garments, Goal, Sri Lanka. Further details, telephone, note 9. 122-457-48. Right, I hope you have got an idea about the advertisement now. Now, let's try to fill the grid. In the first cage, the post advertised. In the first cage, you can see the post advertised. In the second cage, the degree. In the third one, age limit. In the fourth cage, extra qualifications. In the fifth cage, name of the garment. In the last cage, contact number. Now, let's try to find the answers for them. Read the first question again. The post advertised. The post advertised. Here, you should write the name of the post mentioned in this advertisement. The post means the job. You have to find the job mentioned in this advertisement. So, read the advertisement. We are looking for smart, talented girl or boy to work with us as our sales promotion officer. Sales promotion officer. I hope now you will get the answer there. The post advertised in this advertisement is sales promotion officer. So you can write the answer sales promotion officer. Now read the question number 2. The degree. Now you have to read the advertisement again. Read the second sentence. If you are a BCom graduate between 20 to 35 ages with fluency in English, you are the right choice. If you are a BCom graduate between 20 to 35 age with fluency in English, you are the right choice. So you can find the answer there. The degree should be BCom. The degree should be BCom. Now read the question number 3. Age limit. Now you have to read the advertisement again. Read carefully and find the answer. You may find the answer in this same sentence. Read that sentence again. If you are a BCom graduate between 20 to 35 age with fluency in English, you are the right choice. Between 20 to 35 age, that's the age limit. So you can find the answer there. Between 20 to 35 age, that should be the answer. Now you can write the answer 20 to 35. Now let's try the question number 4. Extra qualifications. Extra qualifications. You know what the extra qualifications are. Go to the advertisement. Now try to find the answer. Read this sentence. Computer literacy, ability to drive can be the added qualification. Computer literacy, ability to drive can be the added qualification. Here, added qualifications means extra qualifications. So, you will see the answer, computer literacy, ability to drive. That should be the answer, computer literacy and ability to drive. Now, go to the question number 5. Name of the garment. Name of the garment. You may find it at the bottom of the advertisement. You have to read the bottom of the advertisement. Bottom left corner. The manager, Anita Garments, Goal. The manager, Anita Garments, Goal. So, Anita Garments is the name of the garment. You have to write that as the answer. Let's go to the last question. Contact number. Here, you should write the telephone number mentioned in the advertisement. So, you can write the telephone number as your answer. You will find it 091-224-5748. So, you can write this telephone number for the last question. Now, let's go to the next activity. Read the following steps of the famous folk tale and draw the pictures in the boxes. You are given 6 sentences and 6 boxes to draw the pictures. Now, look at the first sentence. Read it. One day, a crow found a piece of cheese and flew away. Read the sentence carefully and try to get the idea. One day, a crow found a piece of cheese and flew away. I hope you can understand it. Now, go to the cage provided. Now, you can draw a crow flying with a piece of cheese in its beak. You can draw cartoon figures or sketches. No need to draw exact pictures because it gets more time. Just to convey the meaning, you can draw the cartoon figures. Let's go to the second question. Read the sentence carefully and try to get the idea. A hungry fox saw it and decided to have it. A hungry fox saw it and decided to have it. Yes. Now go to the cage and you can draw a fox looking at the crow. Draw a fox looking up and the crow with a piece of cheese in its beak. Right? Now read the third question. Read the sentence and try to get the meaning. The crow sat on a branch of a tree and was ready to enjoy it. The crow sat on a branch of a tree and ready to enjoy it. I hope you got the meaning. You can draw. The crow is on a tree branch. The crow is on the tree, sitting on a branch. The piece of cheese is in his mouth. Right. Now, let's go to this question number 4. Let's read the sentence. The fox started to praise the crow with a gentle way and said, "Please let me hear your sweet voice." The fox started to praise the crow with a gentle way and said, "Please let me hear your sweet voice." Now, you can draw. The crow is on the tree branch. The piece of cheese is in its mouth. The fox is under the tree. Looking at the crow. The fox is under the tree, looking up at the crow. That's all. Let's go to the sentence number 5. The crow was happy to hear this and opened the mouth to sing. The crow was happy to hear this and opened the mouth to sing. Now go to the cage and draw. The fox is under the tree, looking at the crow. The piece of cheese is falling down. The piece of cheese is falling down. Number 6. Let's read the sentence and try to understand. Alas, the cheese fell on the ground and the fox grabbed it. Alas, the cheese fell on the ground and the fox grabbed it. Right? You can draw the picture now. The crow is on the tree. The fox is under the tree. And the fox is taking the cheese on its mouth. The fox is grabbing the cheese. Fox is taking the cheese on its mouth. Okay, this is the end of the second activity. Let's move to the third activity. Read the instructions clearly. Read the text and complete the chart given below. When you read, try to get the general idea of the passage. There may be some new words, it's okay. You can guess the meanings of them and get the general idea of the paragraph, right? Let's read the text now. Lake Titicaca is in North Bolivia, is the highest navigable lake in the world. It is above 3,810 meters above sea level, extending from southeastern Peru to western Bolivia. It is 196 kilometers with an average width of 56 kilometers. The surrounding region was one of the seats of early Native American civilizations. It contains many architectural remains, some of which predate Inca period. Native Americans living in this region make canoes. This is one of the five great lakes in the world and the second largest lake in South America. Now, I hope you have an idea of this text and you may understand it for some extent. Let's look at the questions in the grid. Question number one, name of the lake. Number two, situated in. Number three, height above sea level. Number four, length, width. Number five, ancestors. Number six, historical importance. Seven, people make. Eight, world ranking. Okay, let's read the first question in the chart again. Name of the lake. Name of the lake. Now, you have to read the text again to find the name of the lake. Start to read. Lake Titicaca in North Bolivia is the highest navigable lake in the world. Lake Titicaca in North Bolivia. So, you can easily find the answer there. Lake Titicaca. So, the name of the lake is Titicaca. You have to write the name of the lake as Titicaca. Now, let's answer the second question. Situated in. Situated in. Now, read the sentence again. Lake Titicaca is in North Bolivia. It's the highest navigable lake in the world. So, you can find the answer in North Bolivia. So, it's clear. You can see the answer. North Bolivia. Number three. Read the third one. Height above sea level. Height above sea level. Read the sentence in the paragraph. It is about 3,810 meters above sea level. Now, you can write the answer 3,810 meters. Now, question number four, length, width. Now, you will see the answer in the second paragraph in the first line. It is 196 kilometers long with an average width of 56 kilometers. Now you can write 196 kilometers in the first blank and 56 kilometers in the second blank. Question number 5. Ancestors. You know, ancestors means the first people, local people or native people. Now, read the text now. You will get the answer in this phrase. The surrounding region was one of the seats of early Native Americans. You get the answer, Americans. Number 6, historical importance. Now you can start reading from this sentence. It contains many architectural remains, some of which predate Inca period. Inca period. So you will see the answer. Architectural remains. You can write the answer. Architectural remains. Question number 7. People make. You should read the paragraph. Look at this sentence. Americans living in this treeless region make canoes. So answer should be the canoes. Question number 8. World ranking. Now you have to read the last few lines of the paragraph. There you can find the answer to this sentence. This is one of the 5 great lakes in the world and the second largest lake in South America. Therefore, you can write these 2 sentences as the answers. This is one of the 5 great lakes in the world, the second largest lake in South America. Dear students, this is the end of the today's lesson. I hope now you can answer a reading text successfully. We have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Unu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Ranjani Samarasekara, teacher of English from Kirama Dhammananda Mahavidyalaya. Goodbye. Have a nice day.